Hello and welcome to the Football Hour Extra Time with me, Alex Mearns, and Ryan Elliott. We will be predicting Week 25's Premier League scores and what's going to be happening in the games this weekend. We're going to start off, Ryan, with the top two. It's Man City at the Etihad at home to the top of the league, Leicester City. I know it sounds stupid and everyone says it, but who would have predicted Leicester would have been above City at the start of the season? So, Ryan, Vardy scored two in the week against Liverpool. We've spoken a bit about that game on other podcasts, but what will be happening at the Etihad at 12:45 this Saturday?
Well, it defies belief, doesn't it? But I think what we're going to see, I hope what we see, is Ranieri continuing what Leicester do best, which is just to not worry about too much about possession, but to just have a go when they do get hold of the ball. I really hope they turn up. I think they could give Manchester City a really good game. Manchester City were completely ordinary at the stadium like when I watched them midweek. I think Leicester have a real chance here. I hope they sneak something. I really do.
I think it's not that false hope as well. I just feel like they are unbelievable footballers, yeah. these Leicester players. Like, we're not being confused with what we're watching. We are actually seeing Mahrez be the best player in the Premier League. We are actually seeing Jamie Vardy be the best goalscorer in the Premier League. So you're just kind of, everyone's going like, oh no, it's not really happening. They are going to fall really in a minute. But the way they're playing is counteracting what everyone's mind is thinking. Leicester beat Liverpool. Are they going to beat Manchester City?
I'm going with a 1-1. Score draw. Score draw. Keep Leicester top.
You're going to get some splinters sat on that fence, Ryan.
Yeah.
I am just going to go Leicester. I think they'll do it. I think City's main problems are their two centre-backs. And I think Leicester will come away 2-1 victors. I think Aguero will get a goal, but I think Vardy will score as well. And then our lad Mahrez, I think, will get a goal. So moving on to the 3 o'clock kickoffs on Saturday. It's a massive game at the bottom of the table. It's Aston Villa at home to Norwich. I think Villa might do it.
I really hope not. As a Sunderland fan, I just want Villa out of the equation. Okay. And the perfect result for us, and I can see it happening, and it's my prediction, I can see us fizzling out into a 0-0. There's unbelievable lack of quality on the pitch, and I think it'll show on Saturday.
Would you say Villa's form in the Premier League has had an upturn? I know they lost to City in the FA Cup, but they had a couple of, they had a draw and then a win, and I know they lost midweek, but it's a lot better than three losses, which they normally have.
It's not disastrous, but it's still not good enough.
No.
They are rooted terribly. And if Norwich do come away with something here, that's it.
That's it.
That's absolutely it.
Okay. The next one is Liverpool are playing your team, Sunderland.
Huge.
Can you get a result against Liverpool, who aren't in good form in the Premier League?
I really do think we can sneak something. If you watch Sunderland, you'll notice occasionally we do tip the apple cart and just pull a ridiculous result out of nowhere. I mean, in recent years, we've gone to the Etihad, Emirates, Stamford Bridge, and just caused complete chaos. Even Old Trafford. We're never going to catch Liverpool at a better time. They're really struggling at the minute for the club they are and where they should be under a fantastic manager. I think we can sneak it.
What's the score going to be?
It's going to be 1-0. Vintage Sam Allardyce, I'm hoping. Jermaine Defoe
of course it is.
Catches on to a Sacco error, something like that. And we'll come away having sat behind the ball for another 89 minutes after we take the lead in the first minute.
So what's going on with Liverpool then? What is going on? Are they just a cup team?
It looks like it. I mean, they've got a lot of quality in their squad, but there just doesn't seem to be any real end product since Sturridge started having issues. Sterling went, Suarez went. I mean, they've spent £32.5 million on a striker, and a midfielder's taken his position.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
tells you everything you need to know. That, again, they just haven't got enough quality. Is Jordan Henderson good enough to fill Steven Gerrard's boots? I love him as a Sunderland fan,
he's not
but
good enough to lace not. Them.
Thank you. So, you know, I think once Klopp can finally bring some of his own players in the summer, we'll see a real Liverpool side.
Your rivals now, they're at home to West Brom. Even despite spending, what was it?
£29 million, I think.
£29 million in January, they still, Newcastle lost their next game to Everton 3-0. What's going to happen in this one?
It's got to be West Brom. You got a fancy Tony Pulis against Newcastle United, and I'm not just saying that. I mean, they were really, really poor midweek. Pulis will be fancying his chances here. And if Berahino's over his knock, you've got to fancy him to come off the bench and just rub salt into the wound, don't you?
You just know that that's going to happen. Newcastle tried to sign Berahino on transfer deadline day. West Brom didn't let him go. I honestly don't know why. The geezer doesn't look like he wants to play for the club. And it was reported that Newcastle offered them nearly £25 million for Berahino. So I don't know why it didn't go through, but you can so see Berahino scoring against Newcastle. Moving on, Stoke Everton. Stoke have been knocked out the Capital One semi-finals by Liverpool. Everton were knocked out them semi-finals by Manchester City. Who's going to win this final?
Well, it's interesting because you've got the perceived underachievers Everton and the team taking all the plaudits in Stoke, but there's only a point between them in the
right.
league. You know, and there's quality in both teams. I think this could be a really exciting match. I'm not sure which way it's going to go. I quite fancy Stoke in a high-scoring game, like a 3-2. Oh
God, what looks next? A very boring match. It's Swansea versus Palace. Ryan, if you can skip through this one as quick as possible, because I just don't care.
0-0. Next.
0-0 next. Tottenham are at Watford. Well, apart from Leicester, you'd say Tottenham are the form team in the Premier League. Are they title contenders?
You'd have to fancy them, wouldn't you? I mean, really fun, young English squad coming through under a fantastic manager who's still learning. But they're brilliant to watch, and the only worry is they'll do a Tottenham.
Yes.
They'll look like they're emerging, and then something will go horribly wrong and Harry Kane will jump ship in the summer.
I think this will be the game, you know?
You think?
Yeah.
I fancy Watford.
Watford are what? 6-1 on away from home. I can easily see them doing this. Igalo and Deeney, I was listening to the commentary of the Chelsea game they played last night, and apparently they were linking up. They didn't score, but they were linking up really well. I could see Tottenham have lost, is it Vertonghen, injured, and I could see the two Watford strikers causing a bit of havoc at White Hart Lane on Saturday. It's the late one on Saturday evening. It's Southampton at home to West Ham. I think West Ham might continue this run. Maybe 2-0 win, I think, here. What do you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Southampton, another team in the league this season, which have a lot of quality and haven't done a lot with it. I think West Ham really starting to look like a frightening prospect under Bilic. They play really fantastic football. So, similar to you, I'm going away win.
Nice, nice. And we're moving on to Sunday. Bournemouth versus the Arsenal. I can see Arsenal getting their form back here.
Yeah, Arsenal's got to win. They have to win.
2-0. And then the big Super Sunday game, what used to be a big Super Sunday game, it's Chelsea at home to Man United. What's happening here?
0-0 snooze fest. Absolutely.
I love it. Right, that has been the Football Hour Extra Time with our Premier League predictions. It's been me, Alex Mearns, with Ryan Elliott. Thank you for listening.